Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. I hope everybody is well. And it is a Sunday night, and we're getting ready for the week to kick off. We are to have with us tonight Kathy Garver, actress, producer. She's just everything wrapped in one. And I'm having some telephone issues, folks. I can't receive calls, and I can't call out. So I'm talking to Kathy right now, unfortunately. Hold on. Me too. Hang on, folks. I'm talking to Kathy, texting. Hold on, folks. Okay, we're going to give it a shot. I'm going to hang up because it's not going through. But anyway, I hope you guys are all having the again, I'm talking to Kathy here on messaging. So anyway, I'm sorry. We're going to get this work out. I promise. What I'm going to do, if I can't get it through this way, I call three times. Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do, folks. I'm going to call her phone. Hold on. I'm calling you from my cell. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Let's call her right now. Where's the phone number? I got it here. Give me a minute, folks. Listen, you know, this is an impromptu night. We're just chilling. And I hope you guys are all well. And we're going to get Kathy on the air, I promise. We're just trying to get her number. There we go. There it is. Here we go. Let's get her on there. Here we go. All right. Let's see, folks. I'll bring this up to the microphone, and we'll get her this way.
Hello?
Oh, my goodness. Kathy, thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. You know, this is the third show I've done. I've been away for a while, and this third show I'm doing, and we're having telephone issues. I haven't had any guests able to call in to the show, which is odd. And I was going to complain about that tonight because I do a test before I start. I try calling in, you know, making sure the phones work and nothing. And then I try calling out and nothing. And I have my family's in the house trying to call. They can't get through either. So I don't, did you have any problems with that AT&T outage the other day?
No, and I'm with AT&T, but it didn't affect where we are.
Well, it's funny because I was on the phone. I worked during the day. I was on the phone, and that was about 9:30 with an account officer. And after that, my phone went dead, and I'm like, what the hell? I need my phone for work and, you know, whatever. And my whole family, we share the same plan on AT&T. I was the only one with an issue, so it was weird anyway. And then I found out at lunchtime that a lot of the country was down. But that's neither here nor there. I am so happy to have you. I can't thank you enough coming back. I mean, Kathy was originally scheduled to join us in December because I wanted to talk to her about her new Christmas movie, and I was so disappointed I had to cancel, but I'm so glad and appreciative that you are kind enough to come back, Kathy. Thank you so much.
So it's okay now? Is it on the radio?
We're on the air. However, I'm using my cell phone, and I have you held up to the microphone. Listen,
okay.
We got to find a workaround somehow, right? So.
Well, so many problems. I tell you, this was the strangest thing. I was coming home today from a birthday party, and I reached my driveway, and I opened the door, and then I was pulled back. My purse. I mean, I have opened and closed the door to my car for 4 years, and I was pulled back, and there is a ring on my purse that attaches the strap.
Yeah.
The strap. The ring, the door latch grabbed the ring and took my purse, and now I can't get my purse out of the door latch of my car door.
Oh,
so
my God.
So there it is in my driveway with my door open, and I
dropped And your purse hanging out of it.
Right. So I finally took all the stuff out of my purse.
That's a good idea.
As much as I could. I tried to see how the door on the passenger side worked, how its latch worked. And so now it doesn't close.
Oh, my God.
You know, these wonderful locks that they put on the car but I mean, not in a million years could I have a freak accident like that.
Oh,
my
God.
My car overtakes me and is trying to get my purse.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know that with the gas.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
It didn't pull you down, right? You didn't jerk and pull you down.
It didn't pull me down.
Thank God. Thank God. Because you would be walking and just be taken right off your feet, you know, like that, and then just go right down. Oh, my God. Thank God that didn't happen. And not even cutting the purse is going to solve the problem if you cut the purse.
Well, yes. And that's what my husband suggests. Well, and so I'm going to ruin my purse.
Well, that's
true. And cut the ring, you know. And so I'm waiting for my 32-year-old son to come home, who can do anything and solves things and puts things together so maybe he can take things apart.
Oh,
so
good.
That's hopefully the way I'm going to solve that one.
So that's been your day, right? Unbelievable. It's always something.
I mean, it was nice before he got home and grabbed that, you know,
by
a car.
Well, speaking of your son, happy birthday to Reed.
Thank you very much. He's a little hesitant about being 33.
Wow.
No, you know, those are very lucky numbers, and this whole year is a very lucky money year with the lunar Chinese year.
Yeah.
It bespokes lots of wealth for everyone.
Yes.
And this is the first time, I think, in 874 years that there have been an extra amount of Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
Five, I think. So it's good for everybody.
I agree.
And my car, too. My car has my purse, and it can just go out and get some, you know, get drunk on gas and oil and have a fail.
Right. Oh, my God. But I agree with you. The threes are hot. The twos are hot. I listen to tarots relentlessly, Kathy, and I've been listening all day. And you're right. It says nothing but wealth this new year with the Chinese New Year. So I hope they're right.
Well, so far, the year has been very nice to me. And
yes.
I'm liking it a lot.
Yeah,
Thank you, tarot, Chinese, God, Buddha, whoever.
Whoever it is, right.
Thank the universe. We're thanking the universe.
Exactly. But I, speaking of your son not wanting to turn 33 and how well you've been doing this year, it's like you should say to him, look at me, look how well my life is going right now, and look how old I am, and, you know, my goodness, life is right ahead of you. It's just waiting.
Well, yes, you know, and you're only as old as you think and feel.
Yes.
I mean, well, sometimes you may feel a little old, but boy, if you have the spirit and the attitude, I think you can enjoy every minute.
Well, you definitely do, because we are on Facebook together and you are just having a great time. I mean, the holidays were phenomenal for you. And I have to ask you, I saw some of your decorations of your house. Did you ever think to do like a business of decorating for holidays and people's homes or parties? I mean, you're like a regular Martha Stewart.
Well, that's interesting that you should say that. I mean, I haven't, but for Christmas, Reed had his own little tree, a live tree.
Yeah.
As well as our big tree. So he decorated it, and we both decorated it together. Christmas was over. We took those off, and then I decorated it, the tree, for Valentine's Day. with all these hearts and
yes.
big red bows and everything.
I saw.
Now, those are down, and guess what? Now, this morning, I decorated for Kenya Deswa's coming up here pretty soon in March.
I don't know.
Can you tell me?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I ever go braless. I don't know.
Right. Yes, the little St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
So now the house is decorated for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, absolutely beautiful. I was thinking, I mean, I'd love to see a book of your holiday decorations because, oh, man, you just do such a great job. Beautiful stuff, folks. If you've never seen it, I mean, Kathy, you accept people on Facebook, right? And the people can reach out.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can go on my fan book page.
Right.
Because the personal one's full, but my fan book page, you know, it's primarily the same thing, and I love to have new people. But that's a really a good idea. You know, I have the holiday recipes for a family fan, so there's the food, but decorating, that would be, and my son, and Reed, well, it's a good and bad. He took over two bays of the garage and turned this into kind of a man cave where he
yeah.
my daughter in love. And he did a great job. It's like a pub, and with the TV and all of that, he did a phenomenal job of decorating it for Christmas.
Wow.
With each little snowflake that's hanging down from the ceiling. Anyway, I'll send you a picture of it.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool. I love a place like that where you just go chill, you know, and relax,
right.
you know. And now you got me thinking HG Garver TV now. That you're gonna do now you're gonna do a family thing on HGTV with the decorating.
You are full of fabulous ideas.
That,
we can be partners in this, and
well,
you know,
Kathy,
we're going to follow our lunar wealthy path.
Yeah, well, Kathy, that's my problem. My whole life, I've got ideas, and I can never get them to make them work or whatever. I never have the time, the finances or whatever, but I'm working on it now too, because like you said, this is a lunar year and it's good. So I'm working on
right.
a couple things myself, but yeah, I think that'd be great for you. You kidding me? It's right up your alley. It's definitely in your wheelhouse.
And I'm working about doing this TV dinners. But I like your idea better. I think it's more modern. It's more fun. And I'm going to propose that to the people that are putting together this TV dinners, because I think that we can, you know, put it on in a different mode, or even that might even be a couple of the segments could be something like that.
Yeah, and the
you're giving me great ideas.
The decoration book of your holiday decoration, that could be put mm-hmm. together no problem. Just a photo of what your decorations, you know? Oh, my goodness.
And Reed, my son, is trying to break me of my hoarding thing. But I have all the photos from each Christmas. And now at least they are not in two great big bins of photos, and they're on my phone.
You're going to kill me. I got another one, a Garver Christmas book. Oh, my, the Garver family Christmas book, all Christmases throughout the years. Oh, we got to get off the air and talk, honey. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and I did see someone post a Mrs. Beasley doll. I want a Mrs. Beasley doll. Oh, I would love to. Do they still sell them?
Oh, my gosh. They, sell, 150,000 a year. And now I'm just signing a deal with Ashton Drake where I'm going to be kind of the representative, not only for Mrs. Beasley, but a new doll that is coming out that is in the family affair kind of genre. So that's another nice path. You know, my son has been living with us, and he never left home, but he invited his girlfriend to live with us.
I got the same thing happening, but go ahead. I don't want to talk about me. I got the same thing going on. I hope yours is going better than mine. But anyway.
Mine is going actually very well.
Oh, that's good.
After the first couple rocky years, she's a part American Indian.
Okay.
And she's very spiritual.
Yeah.
And she introduced me to these affirmations
about
a year ago. Mm. And it has been really very affirmative in my life.
Yeah.
Doing these affirmations every year. So I affirm we're going to, have these books and keep on the path.
Absolutely.
They're very good.
Good, good. Now, I'm having a little problem with my son and whatever, but I won't. It's not my son that's the problem, but I can't talk about it on the air. But anyway, but no, I saw.
All had ears.
Yeah, I know. I saw someone on Facebook had a signed one, and so where's the sissy doll? We need a sissy doll.
Well, that his wish may come true.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah,
we'll see. You divine what I am thinking.
Oh, there you go.
but we actually are signing papers in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
Some other things that we're doing with Ashton Brick. So I'm happy with that association. They are so reputable, and they have such exquisite things that they put out. You know that they just put out a new Mrs. Beasley ornament this last year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now, how old is this show?
It's going to be 60. Can you believe 60 anniversary is coming up? That's crazy.
It's so strange since I'm 55, you know. But stranger things have happened.
You kidding?
Just this year, they brought out this little Mrs. Beasley ornament that is a miniature Mrs. Beasley. Looks just like the original doll, Mrs. Beasley on Family Affair.
Right.
And it says 11 phrases.
Oh,
and
it talks?
You push a button, and it's like a talking ornament.
Oh,
but
my God.
It is so well made. It is so exquisitely presented. And I learned about collectibles because they only make a certain amount, and then that's it.
Right.
So it's one of the few things, like especially last year with inflation and everything, that continues to go up in value are collectibles.
Right.
And comic books. You know, things like the little Mrs. Beasley ornaments, and so they have never made them before. So it's, they're valuable, and they do a beautiful job. I'm very happy to be associated with them.
Very nice. Very nice. Listen, before we go on, let me just say to the folks out there, if you are trying to call, my apologies. There is an issue with the connection. This is, again, the third show where we weren't able to get any callers, and I hope we don't have a problem next week when we have our psychic on and, you know, people do try to call in. That'll be really bad. So I'm going
to... The psychic will be able to figure out what's going on.
I hope somebody can. But for those of you who don't know, we didn't start off with a great introduction because of the phone problem. So for those of you who don't know, we are sitting with actress, producer, author, speaker. She's another Martha Stewart. I mean, she's just fantastic. Actress Kathy Garver. She played Sissy on Family Affair. She's been in the Ten Commandments. And this year has just been phenomenal for her. She is the Christmas movie. Again, that's why we were going to hang out. You were filming it. And it's called Christmas at Roanoke Ranch. And it's coming out in 2024. Yes?
Yes. It's coming out of the winter of this year.
Yeah.
And for the Christmas season. And they say winter because they'll probably release it, you know, certainly at the 1st of November at the latest.
Right. And I believe, is it based on a true story? And did you write this, Kathy? Because it's experience with you, I believe, isn't it? Or
well,
something
it's,
close
it's
to you.
I have the idea of, I wanted a Christmas movie. And I wanted to feature therapy horses.
Yeah.
That was based on a therapy center out in Los Angeles. And my friend was actually on the board of directors.
Mm.
And they help people with PTSD and differently abled people and blind.
Yeah.
Because there is association between the horses and people that they are able to do.
Yeah.
So I had some writer friends of mine write it, and there's this producer in Michigan, and it was originally titled Christmas at Devon Ranch.
Mm.
And my character's name is Ann Devon, and I'm the owner of the ranch, and, you know, I'm the star of this film. But there in Michigan was a ranch called the Roanoke Ranch for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it started as a horse sanctuary.
Mm.
And this couple saw these neglected and abused horses and started a ranch for them. And so they would bring the horses. Then they found how important and how they could help these kids at risk and give them something to do.
Yeah.
As well as help the veterans and the at-risk. There was the seed. There was the communion of those two things. And the ranch was beautiful where we shot in Michigan.
I saw the pictures. They're beautiful pictures.
Yes, and it was just gorgeous. He had two Christmas movies that he wanted to do back-to-back. And then wanted to do them in the end of January, February, where snow is in Michigan. The week before we came to shoot, it was -8 degrees.
Mm.
There were snowstorms. And I went to Costco or Sam's or whatever, and I got all the underlaying parts and sweaters and gloves and things. We get there. It's 35 degrees.
Oh, my God.
It's colder in California and 40 degrees. All the snow was filthy. I felt so badly. But we did all the interior shots, and they just went back last week, and they got a double for me.
Oh.
The long shots, and there was lots and lots of snow.
Yeah.
And so it's based on the classic kind of Hallmark Christmas
That's what
genre.
Sounds like.
You know, boy gets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl.
Right.
So my nephew meets this girl, and then the romance, that's the romantic part of it, and then there's the therapy part of it.
Right.
So, but in many ways, it's almost a documentary for this particular
romance.
It's
like based off of a true place, well, location anyway, and the story built around it. So it sounds like I bet it's going to be a beautiful story, a Christmas story. You know, Christmas stories are so beautiful. They really are. I love Christmas.
Yes, you know, and so many people do, and a lot of the people watch the Hallmark movies to see the Christmas decorations and how people decorate.
Yep.
The house is beautifully decorated, and the barn was decorated, and, you know, real snow when it finally came. So it was beautifully shot, and I'm riding horses, which was really fun for me.
Yeah, I just got another great idea. I'll text that one to you.
I can't believe the brilliant ideas you've come up with. It's just
I'll send it to you later. I'll send it when we're done. And then in 2023, we're in a film, Old Man Jackson and Helen's Last Love. I mean, you're just a busy girl.
Yeah. And it's so funny because we shot Old Man Jackson in Houston about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then we shot Yellowbird last year. And they both came out within a week of them each other. And they're both on Amazon Prime, Yellowbird and Old Man Jackson. You just put it in the search bar and they both come up. And they both have gotten excellent, excellent reviews. And I'm proud of the stuff that I've been in. They're all family-oriented, interesting, touching, relatable movies.
Right, right. Yeah, and clean, you know, wholesome movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And now I'm doing a movie in September, and Dolly Parton's going to be in it.
Nice.
And we're going to shoot that in Nashville, and that's called Good Times at Blue Jay's Saloon.
Very cool.
So we'll shoot it in September. It probably won't come out until.
Yeah, and you've been in commercials everywhere, too, right? You're doing a lot of those.
Yeah, I just did a commercial for an insurance company, and, of course, that Clear Captions keeps playing, and everybody keep their fingers crossed and say a little prayer, because I want to do this commercial that I guess we're not a meeting for that will be done in Houston, and it's for a new internet fiber. But it's a nice commercial. It was really fun to do, and I play a nice character from Texas.
Yeah.
So everybody out there, say a little prayer that Kathy gets this commercial.
Yeah,
we're going
to say a little prayer for you. All right.
Yeah.
Forever.
What a nice boy. You know, I've got all these kids to support.
And you're working on some music too. Didn't you get an award for some music? I think some country music. I thought I saw that.
It was the Silver Spur Award.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah,
I couldn't
Silver
think
Spur
of it.
Award. Yeah, and that's from the Real Cowboys, R-E-E-L, Real Cowboys, and they very special awards, and that was very nice.
Yeah.
Jerry Mathers, I think, got an award too as for life achievement, but mine was the Silver Spur Award.
Right.
I'm very proud of that.
Right. Now.
And I have a new book coming out.
I was just going to ask you, with everything that's been going on, I mean, your last release was the, I think, I don't know which one was last. Was it the, you know, Surviving Sissy or the Ex-Child Stars? Or because you've had so much happen since those books. When was another one going to be coming out?
Well, yes. And the latest one was the Family Affair Scrapbook, which was really a compendium of a lot of pictures and memorabilia type things. This one is called Romancing with the Stars.
Oh.
And so we have interviewed like Keith Thibodeau from I Love Lucy.
Yeah, he
and
was on
Doodle
the show.
Lee
nice guy. Nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's terrific.
Yeah.
And all these people in the book that have had long-term relationships in Hollywood, which is not hard to find.
Right.
It is hard to find.
Well, yeah. They're not hard to find. They're hard to last. That's the problem.
Right. And so, but everyone in this book has had a long relationship.
Right.
And so the thing is, well, what made, you know, where did you meet and what was your most romantic place? And then we do like a little travel guide, like who did we just do where their place was Austria and then where was it? Anyway, it was in Austria, and we showed where you could go in Vienna, and the Sacher House, and different places to stay, and how you can recreate how these particular stars had their romantic movement and moments. So, anyway, that's what that was about, and that should be out in the fall.
Very nice. I mean, you are just, I feel like you're working more now than you ever did. It's like you're, because I guess I see you more now that we're on Facebook. I don't know, but you are busy.
I am. And one thing is I moved down to L.A. because I was living up in San Francisco for, 30 years. Mm. And I did a lot of things in San Francisco and audiobooks. You know, I've done like 80 audiobooks, and I was doing different things up there and teaching voiceover and doing a lot of voiceover stuff. And I had Reed and my husband, and so, you know, a regular kind of family life. But then I got tired of San Francisco, and I said, come on, I was born in L.A. So I think a lot of it is that, and a lot are the affirmations.
Yeah. Now, speaking of voiceovers, everybody at the conventions knows you as the voice of Firestar from Spider-Man and his amazing friends. I got to ask, how did this, I mean, other than maybe being pregnant and needing work, is that how you got into voiceovers, or what? How'd you get into voiceovers?
Well, at the time, I was living in Los Angeles, and I had a commercial agent, and I was doing on camera, and then he says, well, we have a voiceover audition for you.
There
I
you
said,
go.
Voiceover?
Yep.
What is that? I never heard of this.
Right.
And he says, oh, just go on the audition. Just go on the audition. I said, well, all right. Okay.
Nice.
So I go on this audition, and they said, okay, here's the script. Now say, I like tuna fish. I like Starkist tuna fish. And I said, okay, I can do that. This is good. This is, I like tuna fish. I like Starkist tuna fish. And they said, okay, now say it in a different voice. Well, what do you mean a different voice? This is my voice. And they say it in a different voice. And I said, okay, I like tuna fish. I like Starkist. So this is, okay, thank you very much. Don't call us. So I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know how to do this. So I took lessons, I learned, and that was the start of my voiceover career.
Yeah.
And like 5 animated series, I taught voiceover for 20 years.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? You never thought you'd get into that, right? Wow. That's
amazing. I never even knew what it was.
Right. You hear people doing it. You just think, who's doing it, you know? Nobody realizes that people are actually hired to do it sometimes, but, you know. Well, yeah, back,
you see a commercial and
yeah.
you just think it's like a voice from I don't know where.
Right, right.
Comes in and just, you know, buys it.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Oh, speaking of the 60th anniversary coming up for Family Affair, anything special planned or you don't know or you're not involved?
Well, actually, I don't think it's going to happen until 2026.
Yeah, with two more years. Yeah, right?
Yeah, so two more years. So next year, I think we'll start planning something super, super special.
Yeah, I think I would love to go to that. I wish I was in L.A. sometimes. I really do. You guys have so much fun.
Do you ever come to the West Coast?
Oh, I've been trying to go, but I've got a problem with my dog. And I was supposed to go, oh, God, when did Judy pass? Judy Tenuta, about...
I went to her funeral and the memorial service.
Yeah, I was supposed to go out to see her, sadly, before she passed, and I was so upset I didn't get to see her. And I wound up having a problem with my lung, and I had to go to doctor and everything, and I couldn't bear. And then I have a problem with my dog for traveling. He can't be left alone, and he can't go to a kennel. So I'm, like, stuck. I can't leave, you know, so.
How big is he?
Oh, he's a pug. He's a fat pug, but he was abused, and it took us, oh, man, at least 6-7 months to get him to where he is now. I mean, he's doing a lot better, but anyway, that's the problem, and now I've got an ill family member that I've been caring for, so it's just, we were talking today saying, when we going on vacation? I said, I would love nothing more than a vacation. Last night was the first night I've done anything for me, right, Kathy? Went to a little dinner show. I fell asleep at the dinner show. I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, it was the first night I've been out in 4 months, and it's like, oh. God, I wish it was tonight because I would have been able to get a little rest in yesterday and then enjoy it tonight. But then I wouldn't be speaking to you, right? So that's great.
Right, yeah, so it all works out.
Yeah.
Everything works out the way it should.
Exactly.
You know, what about a little carrying case with the pug and the airplane, and you can take him with you.
You know, it was so funny because we just said today because we took him to the groomer and we're like, well, what if we do a vacation in Jersey and bring him with us? But he's never been in a crate that I know of. I've tried to use a crate when I first got him, and, I mean, he just attacked me, so I didn't do it after that. So I don't know how
he... You know, if you could entice him in there with, like, a goodie and leave the door open, because Reed and my daughter-in-law, they have a business, VIP Pooch.
Yeah.
And they dog train and dog sit and dog walk and make dog products, so they're, you know, animal-oriented. But I think, you know, you put him in there, and then you walk him around the cage, and then you slowly get him, you know, interested in going in there.
Well.
And, you know, you put his toys in there.
Yeah.
And
ask Reed what he would recommend, I mean, if you don't mind, recommend for a dog that may have been abused in a crate, you know, how do you get them back in a crate? That's the thing. I don't know. I mean, he's a free ranger here. He roams free. So, you know, the house is his, you know, at this point. So whatever. But, yeah, no, I would love to get out there. I'll let you know when I do. Sadly, I might have to wait for the dog to pass. I don't know.
I
don't know.
Don't wish that, because then you'll kill your poor dog.
I know. I don't have the heart. I don't
put that in your head.
I know. No, I don't have the heart.
I'll ask Megan, too, because she's really spiritual, and she's studied the psychology of dogs.
Well,
so she would be able, and then I'll ask them.
Yeah, well, everybody that sees him now, they cannot believe the change in him. I mean, people come in now, and he goes up to them for pets, so that's a big thing. I mean, he used to just attack, I mean, you know, a little pug, you know. I said, dogs, nobody understands. I said, dogs don't do that. There's a reason, you know. It's like, whatever. So we don't know what happened to him before we got him. He was 5 when we got him. But anyway, let's go back to you. I want to talk to you about your horse at the Roanoke. Are you a horse lover, and do you own a horse?
I don't own a horse, but where I live now in Del Canyon started as an equestrian center.
Mm.
in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the first houses that were kind of built around there had stables. And now then, now there are 750 houses that are kind of dotted around the hills.
Yeah.
Mickey Dolenz lived here, Melissa Alano, different actors and
yeah.
musicians, as well as other, you know, kinds of people. But anyway, and although...
Well, now I'm definitely coming to California, and I'm staying in with you, and then we're going to crash those houses. I'm going to go ring some bells.
Yeah, they're nice houses. So when I did this thing, I think, and it was, I think during COVID, but I was chosen to be the spokesperson for the Silverwood theme park in Idaho.
Oh, nice.
So when I did the Zoom meeting for them, I read the script and I didn't go on a horse. I pretended I was on a horse with on an ottoman, but I hadn't ridden in about 10 years.
Oh.
So about a month after that, they called and said, oh, you know, we'd like to make you an offer and we'd like you to be our spokesperson. And I said, well, if that's why I'm not going to have to ride a horse, am I? I said, oh, yes. Oh, no. I haven't done this in a long time.
Oh,
so
my God.
I called our own equestrian center and I said, I need to take some lessons.
Quick.
This.
Yeah, quick.
Yeah, really quick. And I said, I've got to do this commercial and it's a Western and everything. And they said, oh, no, we only do dressage. And I said, oh, well, excuse me. So I went to Agoura Hills, which is close to me. And Bass's, the Kardashians have made that
yeah.
real famous.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Calabasas, but in Agoura Hills, they had the Silver Lining Ranch.
Mm.
I said, well, this guy, Universe wants me to go here. Silver
exactly.
Lining Ranch. And a place is called Silverwood. My character is Silver Wanda.
Oh,
so
my God.
This was meant to be. So
yes.
I took like three or four lessons. And then riding a horse is like riding a bike. And if you've done it, which I did in my past,
yeah.
Then, you know, it's just like getting back up on a bicycle or getting back up on a horse. And my horse in Roanoke, they called him a gentle giant. And they said, now, are you sure you want to ride this horse?
Mm.
Because I'm not like 16, 20, 30, 40, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I said, oh, well, yeah. And I'm thinking, because they had put toddlers on this horse. Mm. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if a two-year-old can do it, I can get on this horse.
Right.
So they had a big step stool because it was a big horse.
Yeah.
But it was just the sweetest thing. And that's what I rode him in. Everything was fine.
Yeah, they're a little too high for me these days. I don't know. I'd be afraid. I don't know. I'm afraid of getting hurt these days, Kat. I really am.
You know, I knew the history of this horse.
Right,
horse was like 20 years old.
Right.
I thought it wasn't going to be galloping. Although, once we got out on the trail and we turned around and the producer wanted him to go the other way, he started to get a little jog in him. And the trainer, which was right beside me, says, no, he wants to go back to the ranch. Let's turn him around and go down that way. And he was just plodding along, and we were plodding along and had a lovely time.
Oh. Well, at least you went for lessons. I never went for a lesson. I've ridden a horse twice, and it was a very, very, very long time ago, and I remember it. It hurt. It hurt my back. I didn't like it at all.
Oh, dear.
And I was scared. I was scared I was going to fall off.
see, but the horses sense that. They know if
right.
you're afraid of them.
Right.
So you have to have confidence.
Yeah.
When I did the thing for Silverwood, and this was a really pretty horse, and the trainer was there at Cinnamon. The horse had never been in front of the camera.
Mm.
And so I could sense that, and there were lights, you know, and
yeah,
everything
little
around.
Much. Yeah, a little much.
Yeah, so yeah. I think it's okay. And I, you know, I put my nervousness totally in abeyance, and I just went up. I said, it's okay.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Aww.
It's okay. You know, I became this horse whisperer.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we just, you know, bonded, like, right away. And the same thing with the horse in Roanoke. You just talk to them. And then there was a little pony that was just really sweet and had been abused.
Aww.
And so it took him a long time for people, but he then went to people and we got along great. But I talked to someone, he says, you ask them if they have sugar cubes or carrots. I said, carrots will be better.
Mm.
So each of those horses, I gave a little carrot before.
Yeah.
I started talking to them.
Yeah.
So,
You bribed them. You bribed them.
I bribed them. This is what you've got to get to your pug.
Yeah.
Give him some goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Kathy, I cannot tell you how nice it was to finally catch up with you again. And I'm so glad you came back. And I appreciate your patience and your kindness for coming back. And I'm glad we talked. I'm going to text you this other thing in when we're done. But, folks, you did go to Kathy's got some other stuff going on. Do you still have the YouTube channel, Cooking with Kathy and Scott?
I have that. And then I have a newsletter. So if they go to my website, KathyGarver.com, and then just subscribe to my newsletter, then you get to see what we're doing and our giveaways
right.
and our fun and all of that. So that's right on my website.
Yep. So, yeah, guys, you can go to www.KathyGarver.com and you can get her monthly newsletter, Keeping Up with Kathy Garver. And folks, you're not going to be able to keep up with Kathy Garver. She is just running like a crazy lady. She is busy, 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 and I'm so happy for you, Kathy. I am so happy. And, guys, also, if you don't know, she has three books out, The Family Affair Cookbook, Surviving Sissy, My Family Affair, Life in Hollywood, and The Ex-Child Stars, Where Are They Now? And a new one coming out. When's the new one coming out, Kathy?
Well, and I have two more books besides that, Holiday Recipes for a Family Affair.
Oh, I missed that
one. And the Family Affair Scrapbook.
Yeah.
And the new one coming out is Romancing with the Stars.
Yes, yes, yes. And you can get that all on our website, Kath, right? Oh, you got all your merch there. And also, the books are available anywhere you buy. My throat's bothering me. Anywhere you can buy books online, Amazon, and probably in the stores too, right?
Right, they're on Amazon. If they want them autographed, they can go to my website and I'll autograph them for them.
Yeah.
And then put them in.
That's what you got to do, folks. Go to Kathy's website. You'll get more than what you're bargaining for. You'll get the book, which is great, plus her autograph on it. Oh, man, I'm going to have to order something, Kath. I'm going to have to. But anyway, I'm going to text you that other thing I mentioned, and I hope it works out for you.
All right. Thank you. It was just always a delight to talk with you, Joanne.
No,
thank
you
too.
You too. Everybody.
And I know that the psychic is going to fix all these bugs in AT&T.
Somebody better fix this because we're going to have a problem. This is, like you said, the third time that I went on the air and there's a problem with the phone. It's always something with this.
I
can't stand them. I can't.
God test us.
Yeah.
We just have to solve those things.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Good. That's
I know.
All good.
Well, Kathy, thank you again. It has been a pleasure. I hope you get your car door open or you don't have to touch your pocketbook. You know. But
I hope it closes.
No, my God. Well, at least you got everything out of the pocketbook. That's all that matters.
Right.
You know. But
right.
Everybody, Kathy Garver, go to KathyGarver.com. Go check out everything she's got going on over there. How about the movies, too? The movies should be up there, too, right?
They're on Amazon Prime as Old Man Jackson and Yellowbird right now.
Very nice. And the Roanoke, when is that coming out? Is it going to be out Christmas time, I assume?
Right. Yeah, it'll be out in the winter.
Nice, nice. Well, thank you, everybody. Go check Kathy out, and we're so sorry you couldn't call in to talk to her because I'm sure you wanted to. We'll try again. I don't know. Kathy, you know you can come back anytime. If you want to come back when the book comes out, please do.
Okay, sure will. I'd love to talk to you.
Yes, you let me know. Everybody, Kathy Garver. Kathy, have a wonderful night. Thank you so much. It was great talking to you and I appreciate it so much. Have a good one.
Thank you, Joanne. You
all
too.
Right, take care. Bye-bye. Kathy Garver,
bye-bye.
Everybody. Bye-bye. Oh, boy. I hope you guys... Unfortunately, we had to do it through the cell phone, which was ridiculous. I had to sit here with my arm held up to the microphone, but I hope you were able to hear that. If you were trying to call in, I am so sorry. I know she couldn't call in because I was trying to reach her and it wasn't connecting. I tried to reach me, it wasn't connecting. And then I tried calling in. She tried calling in. And I know I had someone in the house try to call in. So if you guys were trying, I'm so sorry. It's the third time that this has happened. I'm going to send a note tonight and tell them this is the third show that this has happened to. So, yeah, but for you guys who enjoy Michelle, she will be back on March 10th. We won't be back on the air until March 10th. And Michelle will be here to do free psychic readings for you guys. I know you love her, and she's great. I mean, everybody just loves her to death. So that's at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, March 10th. And what was I going to say? Oh, my God. Oh, I lost my train of thought again. I hate that. That's what happens when you have ADHD, you know. That's why I'm all over the place on the show and don't know what I want to say. And it's like I know what I want to say, but it's my mind is going quicker than my mouth. But anyway, hang out and come back March 10th. We'll be off for at least a week. It's the beginning of the month, a little crazy, so we got to do that. We'll see you then. But let's see. And thanks again to Bless that was on the show. Bless Love the other night. Oh, God. Sadu. What the heck was that? I forget. Sadu Kante. And he goes by the name of Bless Love, and he has two songs out right now, Baby I Know and A Thing Called Love, and I think you'll like them. So we play them here on the air if you want to look at Listen Back. And, of course, my papers are all over the place. I need to hire somebody to come in and clean or something. Not clean, but organize everything. There's too much stuff going around. But, no, Kathy's right. The lunar year. I mean, I believe in this stuff, too, so... This is it. I've got my nose to the grindstone here. I'm going to be putting out three products. I'm hoping within the next, maybe one per month would be great, but they take time. So, but yeah, I said I'm not wasting any more time. So anyway, there we are. But yeah, I got to text Kathy and give her that other thing I thought of for her to do for the books. So anyway. Again, thank you, Kathy Garver. I appreciate it. And I wish we had done December, but I'm glad we did today, too. I mean, she could come back anytime. I would have did December and tonight. It wouldn't have bothered me one bit. I love talking to her. She's been on the show before. So, well, weekend's over. Can't play that. What are we going to play? What are we going to close out? What do you guys feel like? You feel like something up or down? What do I feel like? What time is it? 10:47. Well, I don't need anything to pick me up. I got to stop staying up so late. Oh, man. I don't know. Oh, here. Since it's the lunar year, believe, folks. This song is not related to believing and stuff like that, but this is from the legend Larry Chance, from Larry Chance and the Earls. One of my favorite songs of his, and I miss him. He used to text me every day, and this song I just love. So have a great week, everybody. Thank you again to Kathy Garver, and go to her website, kathygarver.com. You can get her books, her newsletter. Go to YouTube. She's got a cooking channel. It's called Cooking with Kathy and Scott. You get all her merch at her site, and she's got the new books coming out, too, and in 2024, Christmas time, we're going to have a new Christmas movie, Roanoke Ranch, and it sounds like a really heartwarming story. So have a good night. Take care. I'm going to slow it down.
In the darkest night, a candle glows,
a candle glows.
I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come.
the smallest prayer can still be heard. I know that at one time or another, I guess we've all lost someone, somebody near and dear to our hearts. But you know, I've got to tell you, there's no cause to fear, because there's someone above, and he watches over them and over each and every one of us.